Good morning, citizens.
Morning, Chief. Nice day,
huh? Scumbag. Citizens, tonight at the city council meeting, I'm going to propose the crime-fighting plan of the future.
What?
A plan so effective, it will result in the dismissal of every police officer on the department. Well, sir, I propose placing lifelike animated statues of myself on every corner in the city. I call it Operation Scarecrow. And much like the traditional cornfield scarecrow, my presence, real or not, will frighten away all would-be criminals from the area.
Right.
Now, these statues would be built to the scale of my exact body proportions. 6'8", 245 pounds of chiseled steel. Complete with vein-popping arms, rock-hard chest, cinder block-like chin, and appropriate bulges where needed. Twice an hour, the statue would swivel 90 degrees and yell, "Stop or I'll shoot." Once every other hour, I will draw a mechanical gun and shoot a passerby in the leg just to keep everyone honest.
Yeah.
If an animal attempts to light on me, or if a small dog attempts to defecate on me, a rear-end-mounted flamethrower will eliminate all intruders. Now, I figure we'll need about 4,800 of these statues at a cost of $600,000 per statue. Comes out to about $2,880,000,000. Expensive?
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps. But with no need for police salaries, the program would pay for itself in a little under 300 years. Oh, and for an extra $40,000 per statue, my fly would open up and blow leaves and debris off the sidewalk. Don't think about it. Let your councilman know you demand Operation Scarecrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.
I love it.
You like that?
Do it again.
Okay.
Lift her leg up there.
Oh, okay.
Try it. I know, she's a big leg. She loves it, man. The woman is nuts. It is great. I love it. What, Jeff? What, man? The mics? The mics are... Barry.
What?
What in the hell you think you're doing, man?
What are you talking about?
This is a family show here, pal. I am shocked by your behavior. Mics, they're... Oh, you.
Well, what's wrong?
You degenerate pig. You sexist animal, you.
Oh, well, thanks.
How dare you, you know, in my presence do that with her.
Well, you're the one that taught me how.
You, go on, get out of here, man. Go.
What?
Go rotate my tires and change the air. Boy, I'm shocked. Go on out of here.
What's wrong?
Unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, folks, moms and dads, I'm sorry.
Good morning, scum. This is your chief of police.
So good to hear from you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Just wanted to inform the public if they'd like to come out and witness the 14th annual Whammies.
What?
That's a salute to police brutality and irresponsible use of departmental power.
The Whammies.
We will be awarding officers who have, through their neglect of duty, been able to perform, we think, in an utmost fashion.
Huh.
We were going to use a fancy auditorium, but we opted for a place where the men would feel comfortable and at home in, so Winchell's Donuts will be the site of the awards.
Good choice.
Now, the awards recognizes and honors the men and hopefully someday the women officers who, through dedication, professional know-how, and conscientious commitment, demonstrated on a reoccurring basis the ability to walk into a very low, seemingly non-violent situation and turn it into a head-clubbing slaughter. The award is made of high-quality polyurethane and is the only mechanical award in existence, featuring a little mechanical police officer putting a little mechanical chokehold on a great big nasty pimp. And as the great big nasty pimp slumps to the floor, his eyes bug out, his tongue shoots straight out like a party favor, and smoke curls out of his ears. Batteries not included.
Classic.
Next week, I'll give you the categories and the winners. God bless you and the fine work you're doing.
Thanks for calling. Just had a kid with his secretary.
Who the hell's calling at this time of the morning? It's your quarter, pal.
Yeah, hi. Jack, it's Uncle Ron in Louisville, man. Listen, I'm sorry. I wanted to call you a couple days ago. Congratulations on the baby, man.
Yeah, well, I just got her to sleep. And you're lucky the damn phone didn't wake her up.
I'm really sorry, Jack. Listen, you're a little old to be starting a family, aren't you, big guy?
Well, it wasn't exactly planned, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I sure do, Jack. Listen, what about condoms? You know, I'm sure you've heard of them, haven't you?
Yeah, but when the heat of passion reaches a boiling point, trying to stop's kind of like tying your shoe while you're falling off the building.
Yeah, sure, I know the feeling.
Say, though, that does remind me of the humorous story about a guy who goes into a drugstore gonna buy some condoms. The druggist says, what pack would you like it in?
Yeah.
The guy says, what's the difference? And the druggist says, well, you got a 3-pack for a guy figuring on getting lucky every night of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You got a 6-pack for newlyweds. Twice on Friday, twice on Saturday, and twice on Sunday.
Sure.
So the guy says, what's the 12-pack for? And the druggist says, oh, those are for the married guys. January, February, March.
Yeah, that's pretty...
Oh, hell's bells. I woke the kid up. Jeez.
Theater of the Mind Players. Jeff, would you roll that tape, please?
And now, the Asylum proudly presents...
You Weren't There!
On this day in 1874, G. Marconi was born in Bologna, Italy. He would then go on to die. But between his birth and his death, he invented radio. Come with us now to that small workshop in Italy where Marconi is putting the finishing touches on his invention.
My invention is finished.
Did I mention that Marconi was Italian?
My invention, she's finished. I think I'll call her a radio.
Within moments, a knock at the door.
Hey, Marconi, Big M. Hey, it's me, Snortin' Horton. Why don't you let me in, pal? I gotta talk to you for a second.
Hence was born the first record promotion guy promoting his latest product.
Goog! Hey, it's the Goog Man. Hey, looking good. Great hair. New shoes? Listen, I got something for you. You're gonna have to listen to this, believe me.
Snortin' who? What are you talking about?
Snortin' Horton. West Coast Rep Spaghetti Records. Hey, got a tune for you, Googs. The guaranteed number one in 3 weeks. The kids are gonna love it, or I'm not Snortin' Horton. Hey, I love what you done in the room in here. Listen, babe, while I got your attention, I know you're a busy man. Just give it a listen. That's all I'm asking. I know you're busy. Here's the tune. Oops, something fell out of there. Hey, must be yours.
What's this?
Ah, come on. Quit yanking my chain, Big G. It's nose candy, Tootski, Bolivian brain food, and hey, it's yours. You like this jacket? Real satin. You want it? Take it. It's yours, pal. Listen, I got a bolt. I know you're busy. I appreciate your time. Next time I'm in town, we'll do a little lunch. Hey, how's the wife?
She's dead.
Bummer. Hey, listen, gotta fly, babe. You know where I can score some bass for the band? That's not your problem. Don't worry about it. I'll check you later, home.
Dixter's outside the window, I think.
Come on in, buddy.
Come
on
in.
Yeah, come on in.
All right, I have got something for you, mi amigo.
Game day.
Right here.
What is that, man? What is it?
What do you think it is?
Jeez.
Uniform!
Oh, Dixter, no,
the dick man comes through big time.
Oh, man.
There you go, mi amigo. Uniforms for the master batters.
We're playing our game tonight, and we've got our... This will be our first one in uniform.
That's right.
How'd you get them, man? This is great.
I got a sponsor for us.
A sponsor?
A big-time sponsor. These are top-of-the-line uniforms,
Dixter!
You
sweetheart. Man, let me see them. I want to see them.
Go ahead, take a look.
All right.
Aren't they beautiful? What do I always tell you, huh?
The dick will do you good.
And I have done the primo dick job this time.
This is great. Boy, these are nice, man. Dixter?
Yeah?
Who's this guy? I mean, there's a picture of a guy in the back.
That's the sponsor, Smiling Sam.
Does his picture have to be on the uniform?
Well, he's the sponsor. I mean,
all
he
right.
paid
yeah,
for
yeah,
the
you're
uniforms.
Right, you're
Come
right.
On.
Hey,
you
I'm know. Not going to complain, man.
No, because these are top-of-the-line uniforms
we can live with them.
Look at that. Those are nice. I can't wait to put mine on.
Are these the hats?
Yeah, that's the hat.
That's a baseball hat. It looks like a big dunce cap.
No, that's the hat. In fact, it's shaped in what Smiling Sam does.
What does he do?
What do you mean, what does he do?
Well, I've never heard of Smiling Sam.
You've never heard of Smiling... He's on all the late-night shows. Smiling Sam Suppositories.
Oh, forget it.
It's a big chain from coast to coast.
I am not... We're not wearing suppository hats, man. Are you nuts?
Why not?
Oh, okay.
What's the matter
take
with
the, get them out of here, man.
There's a little bit of a problem there.
No, there's no problem.
Right here.
I am not wearing Smiling Sam's... What's
the contract
that?
Says you're going to.
I didn't sign a contract.
Your name's right there.
Dixter,
Uncle
I never...
Ron.
I never signed a...
I signed it for you.
Oh, you
Because I knew you'd want to do
I'm
it.
I'm going to kill you. Come
no,
here, man.
No.
Get out of here. Take
this is a major operation.
I don't want to hear about it, man. Late night TV. That's...
Stores from coast to coast. They got a drive-through window.
Okay, that is it. Get him out of here,
you
man.
You pull around, you talk to Smiling Sam's face, and you go to the other side and pop it in
get
for
out
you.
Of here, man. Take the uniforms and the hats and get out of here. What is wrong with you? Are you nuts?
I want to talk about sponsorship for the softball team. Is that the best you can do, Smiling Sam?
Big bucks, buddy. That's all I got to say to you. In fact, we have a commercial to do. I need you to do the tag for it.
I'm not tagging a commercial.
It says right here on the contract you will do the tag.
What do I have to do?
You just have to do the tag. It goes, Smiling Sam's Discount suppository.
Get out of here, man.
What? What's the matter with it? What's the matter with it?
Are you nuts?
No.
It's a family show. Go.
This is WQMF Jeffersonville, Louisville. I had to do it. It's time for the league,
right? Okay, just back off.
For any out-of-town visitors, please.
So I'm in the bar. We're playing a little pool. I'm hustling
listen
some boys,
to this.
You know, taking their money.
Yeah.
Buying them drinks and taking their money. Then, Sippy walked in.
Sippy?
Sippy to Shetland.
Shetland pony walks into the bar.
We knew there was trouble. There was a look in his eye.
Ah, jeez.
The leather jacket, too, says Sippy on the back.
We're out of time, man. I'm really sorry.
So he,
maybe
we're
we
out of time.
Tomorrow,
we're out of time.
How can I get over this if I can't communicate it?
Good morning, QMF. Yeah.
I can't get up.
Okay, then just lay there then, okay? Will you do that for us?
What?
Yeah, don't get up. Just stay there and we'll... I didn't think it was very funny either. What's Beta Chief?
Good morning, citizens. This is your chief. Good
morning, chief. Always a pleasure, sir.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Mr. DJ. Last night, as I mentioned last week, we held the whammies. A salute to police brutality and savage wielding of departmental influence. You know, as we passed out the awards, I found myself weeping as one brave officer after another came forward to receive his award. Then I realized I had a leaky tear gas pellet in my shirt pocket, but it was still a moving experience. Let me recap some of the top awards. In the category of a seemingly innocent routine identification check of a foreigner, but secretly hoping the confrontation will erupt into a head-busting massacre, the winner, Tony O'Savolini. In the category of while staying completely inside the limits of the law, goading a drunk into throwing a punch and turning it into a head-busting massacre, the winner, Frankie Scapolini. In the Throwdown Weapon Award, also known as, gee, I'm sure he was carrying a gun. It must be here somewhere. Oh, here it is over here, award. Giulio Spagarotti, 123 throwdowns last year alone. He got rid of more weapons than the Iran arms deal.
Gee.
In the Happiness is a Warm Gun Barrel Award for highest bullet expenditure, the winner, not surprisingly, Giulio Spagarotti.
Spagarotti.
In an award that is mailed secretly to the winner because wives and girlfriends are often present at the ceremony, Officer X won the, excuse me, Miss Prostitute, I'm going to have to run you in, but officer, isn't there anything I can do to change your mind? Well, go ahead and try award. And the final award, the long-haired smart mouth who's playing his ear-piercing devil-worshipping music over the radio in his daddy's car, so I planted some drugs in the little filth bag so he can spend a little time in jail because it'll probably do the stinking wart bag some good award, was shared equally by over 300 officers.
That's beautiful.
Well, God bless you, and we look forward to the award ceremony again next year.
Thanks for checking in, Chief. Good morning.
Help me! I'm in bed with your old lady, and she will not quit wiggling.
Okay, hey, that's not funny. And I think it's a tradition we should try to keep alive on some level. I don't know how we could go about doing that or making an official holiday or whatever. But what you do is you do the same thing our forefathers did, the church elders in those days. You find a woman who refuses to have sex with you, and that, of course, makes her a witch, and you burn her at the stake. And it's just that simple. You can get complicated if you'd like. You can do the old water test to find out if a woman is indeed a witch. You tie their hands and feet. You put them in water with a couple of big boulders on their chest. And if they float, they're a witch. And guilty.
Mm-hmm. In which case, you burn them.
You burn them, exactly. You bring them out of the water, dry them off, and burn them. Good,
and
good
if
point,
they sink and drown.
They were innocent.
Right.
So anyway, find a woman who says no to having sex, and that, of course, makes her a witch, and you're free to murder her at the stake. Anyway, I guess we should thank the church for starting that tradition. Let's go ahead and play a tune here. We got news coming up. Good morning, QMF.
Help! I'm at my house with my old lady.
What?
Scary man, what the hell is wrong?
Hey, guys, quit playing on the phone.
We got important...
QMF, hello.
Help, my head's on fire.
No.
Okay, don't call me.
What?
Don't call... Good morning, QMF.
Help, my head's stuck in a coffee can.
Okay, well, I'll keep it there.
What?
Hang that up. Good morning, QMF.
I'm falling, and I can't get up.
All right, please don't keep doing this, all right? Please. Yeah, don't call here anymore, ever.
Oh, see, here it comes. Yeah. Here it comes.
Yeah. You guys know what the best thing is about the women's movement?
The best thing? The very best thing about the women's movement? I don't know.
Well, it gives the girls something to do after they're done cleaning the house. Well, there go the four women we had listening. They're gone.
You know, Todd Bridges had an unusual career.
Did he really?
Yeah, he went from shooting a series to a series,
series of shootings. Yes. I heard that. Yeah, okay. Good morning, QMF.
Mark.
Oh, God, it's Red. Yeah, let me guess, Red, a dog with a hair lip.
It's a bear scratch head when some bitch done hurt it.
Yeah, that was on our show, man. It was a joke of the day. What do you want, Red? What are you doing?
Well, I am preparing my material for amateur comedy night at Boomer's.
Sunday night.
Sunday night, that's right.
Oh, God, he's coming.
Oh, here's one.
What?
How did Helen Keller burn her face?
How did she do that, Red?
Because she was blind.
Oh, you screwed up. You screwed up the joke, man. You told it wrong.
Funny man.
Yeah, yeah, you told the joke wrong.
Good evening. It is great to be back at Boomer's.
You won't stop.
Shut up. Trying to do my act here.
Yes, sir.
I just flew in from Fern Creek.
Oh, God.
And boy, I'm sleepy.
Now, my arms are killing me.
Hey.
What?
Why do they have artificial turf at Cardinal Stadium?
To keep the cheerleaders from grazing?
Because you don't have to cut it.
Yeah.
You know my wife.
What?
She's big.
Yeah.
She's real big.
How big is she, Red?
Damn it, you threw me off.
Shut up. Trying to help.
She's so big that when she sits on the couch,
yeah.
She sits on the couch.
I don't get it. I don't know. What is he talking
but
about?
But seriously, you have been a wonderful audience. It was a pleasure. Thank you and good night.
What are you doing?
See, here's the part where I'm going to like wave to him and walk off stage.
Yes.
And when the thunderous applause and laughter dies down, I'll come back out and do an encore. It's the best joke. Best one I got.
God, he's going to do an encore.
It'll be like this. Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're too much. All seriousness aside.
Oh, God.
A man walks into a barber shop.
Not the barber.
And says, Bob Painter's hair. Barber turns around and says, nope.
What? Red. Red. Red, you screwed it up, man. The guy says Bob Peters here. The barber says, no, we just cut hair.
What? Yeah, that ain't funny.
Okay, Red, I really got to go, man. Thanks for calling. Good luck Sunday night. And, good morning, QMF.
Two gay midgets go into a bowling alley.
Red, I don't have time. Good morning, QMF.
A man with two heads is in a hat store.
Okay, thanks for calling, Red. Good morning, QMF.
Barbara Bush goes to see her gynecologist.
Okay, no, Red, no. Good morning, QMF.
Help! I've got myself in a headlock, and I won't let go!
What are you talking about, man?
What?
What? You hang there.
This is Reggie over at the Stork place.
Yes.
We've got a problem, ma'am.
What?
We had a fire this morning.
Oh, God, are you kidding?
Our warehouse burned down.
Are you serious?
Yes, ma'am. I wonder, could you come over sometime today and claim what's left of your things? Ma'am?
Yes.
I'm calling everyone who had things stored here.
Is there any kind of insurance or anything there?
No, ma'am.
There isn't?
No. We were between insurance companies, see? And we're for
you've got to be kidding.
No, ma'am. See, some of your things are still recognizable.
Such as?
Did you have a waterbed?
Yes.
The headboard is still there.
The headboard?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your name again?
Reggie.
Reggie what?
Vicky?
Yes?
I can't go on with this. This is Ron Clay from QMF.
Oh, God. This is not funny.
It's that nut from Balls.
That's right. Bowling Alley Lesbians LinkedIn Sisterhood, and we're here to collect a bill.
Wait a minute. Where's Lou? What happened to Lou?
Lou was replaced. She was weak.
Lou was weak?
Lou? Okay. Quit sniveling. You make me sick, you pathetic worms.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Sir,
yes, sir. Ma'am.
Sir. Is it a man?
Nice tattoo.
Oh, shut up.
Okay.
Which one of you limp-wienered slimebag poo nuggets made that sexist remark about co-ed softball?
Barry said that.
It was Ron.
Barry.
Come here.
Gee, guys, she's got a softball bat.
Oh, come on. Will you be a man?
Sure. What for, Bear?
What for?
Get out there.
Excuse me, but you're not going to hit me with that softball bat there, are you?
Of course not.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, damn.
Man, okay, that is
uncalled
for.
Hey, Uncle Ron, let me.
Please.
All right?
Please.
Listen, darling, I am tired.
Jeez.
Okay, looks like you're next, Uncle Dung.
Dung.
And remember, Balls is listening, and there's a new girl in town, and don't you forget it.
For a guy of Page's talent and legend, I thought Outrider was pretty...
I think I liked it better than most people, but I like Jimmy Page so much. He needs to get back with Bob, man.
But for him to be sitting there watching all this success Plant's having, he's going to be kicking himself in the head.
It's always the front man.
I was the talent.
It's always the voice of the band that goes on.
The pretty guy.
Well, voice is a lot easier to keep up with the times.
I'm glad you have that perspective, man. I really am. Well, that it's always, you know, the pretty front man who, because you guys are always ragging me because I make more than you.
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason for that, because I'm the prettiest guy on the show.
Oh, come on, girl. You don't know me.
Who is this?
It's me, Michael.
Michael who?
Oh, baby, please don't do me this way.
Don't call me.
It hurts so bad.
What?
Don't you remember that when we went up to Aspen?
Aspen.
And we played the abdominal snowman in the lost camper.
I never.
Come on, girl. Don't you remember? You put on the big St. Bernard suit.
I never put on it.
You said you could fit in here, and I tried, and
all right.
I did.
Who is this? I have never been in a St. Bernard suit.
Who? I can't believe you're doing me this wrong, girl.
I don't know who.
Don't you remember? Remember when we used to play the Orca, the Killer Whale, and the Japanese Fisherman?
I have never.
Yeah, you had that big old spear.
Hold it.
And we played Find the Blowhole.
Okay, that's enough.
Baby,
right there.
What's wrong with
you? Hey, if this is Michael Jackson, where are you calling from right now?
Oh, no, come on, baby girl. You know I'm in the hospital. Okay. It's been all over the newspaper.
All right, I know that. Okay, now clear something up for me here. It says in USA Today, Michael Jackson in the hospital for chest pains.
That's right.
I mean, don't you, like, have to have a chest?
That really hurts me. You didn't used to have a problem with my chest when you used to climb up on it and sit there with your big old hard butt.
All right, that's enough. That is enough of that here, pal.
I'm just telling the truth, baby girl.
All right, listen, it says chest pains. Are you having a heart attack or what? What's going on?
Now you know what's wrong with me.
What?
My chest is hurting because I'm suffering from a broken arm.
Oh, jeez.
You're the only man I ever saw,
Hey. All right, stop. You're making me sick here with this.
God, he's
singing
to him.
Jeff.
Come on. Of course I'm singing to him. Don't you hear? Listen, Ryan, listen.
What?
Don't you remember that song me and you used to sing?
I used to.
Come on, baby. Don't you remember?
No, I don't.
Let's
sing.
Let's do it one time.
What?
Come on, baby. It'll be like old times.
What? I don't.
Look at me. Jolene, girl, go ahead.
I'm as helpless as a sitting up a tree.
What are you doing?
Oh, I feel like I'm singing to a cloud. Go on.
I can't understand.
Come together. I missed you.
Oh, what are you doing?
I really don't know. I have to go.
Hang it up,
Jeff, please.
Another tray.
What about behind you, Red?
Look. Oh, God. Oh, that's real funny, pal.
Sorry.
Geez,
Well, you're apparently in the woods.
Hell, I know that. I told you that. Boy, you better get somebody out here real quick. I swear to God, my left hand swelled up to the size of a tractor tire. Please get somebody out here.
Okay, Red, we're working on it, man. We'll get somebody there as soon as we can.
All right. Hey, tell them to bring, like, a whole lot of ice and a wheelbarrow.
Ice and a... Why a wheelbarrow, Red?
You know, I'm going to need a wheelbarrow to carry around my big old swollen...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, they're on their way, man. I love
Somebody over there is going, oh, boy.
Don't use my name.
Uncle Ron's Asylum is intended for a mature adult audience. Parental discretion is advised.
We had a complaint earlier that they want to hear Mo Bear's song, so I got to let the cart re-cue here and see if we can find Mo for you. There he is.
Well, I grew up in the 90s, rock and rolling in the USA. With good old Tommy Wills, the Asylum and Uncle Ron play. Everybody say, what's wrong with you? I say, I got a rock and roll, but I need to laugh too. Well, I'm so glad to wake up in the morning with the joke of the day.
All right.
Yeah, I hate you, glad to be with you, American Duggy, USA.
The large guy.
Mo Bear.
Uncle Ron's Asylum is intended for a mature adult audience. Parental discretion is advised.
Yeah. Instant replay.
It's time for the joke of the day.
All right. Thank you, nameless individual over at Citizens Fidelity. There's a young lady walking through her house one day, and she drops her purse. Much to her embarrassment, a vibrator falls out and rolls across the floor and lands...
A personal massager is what those are called.
Vibrator.
Okay.
falls out, rolls across the floor, and lands at her father's feet.
Don't you love a rebel?
Her father picks it up. As he picks it up, the young lady blurts out, well, what do you expect? I'm 33, I'm overweight, I'm homely, I never get a date. A woman has to do something to ease the anxiety.
Understandable.
And never uttering a word, her father hands the vibrator back to his daughter. And
personal massager.
Vibrator. Next evening. Next evening, the young lady comes home from work, and her father is sitting in his favorite chair in front of the TV.
Favorite chair.
He's got a beer in one hand, and sitting beside him on the chair next to him is the vibrator.
Personal massage.
Vibrator. Young lady says, "Daddy, what are you doing?" He says, "Oh, nothing. Just sitting here watching TV and having a beer with my son-in-law." Standing before a judge on a charge of killing an almost extinct California condor. Mm. The guy pleads guilty, and as the judge deliberates on his sentence, the judge says, "This crime is insufferable, young man. Do you realize that there are now only 20 California condors left in the entire world?"
Oh, man.
"The maximum sentence for your crime is 50 years in the state penitentiary and a fine of $500,000.
Why?
Do you have anything to say before I pass sentence?" The defendant says, "Well, yes, I do, Your Honor. I have four kids and no job, and my whole family was starving. That's why I shot the bird, sir. It was our dinner." The judge is moved by the young guy's predicament and the fact that he had been, after all, only trying to provide for his family. The judge suspended both the sentence and the fine, provided the young man swore to never kill another California condor. Mm-hmm. He did, and as the defendant turns to leave the courtroom, the judge couldn't help but asking, "By the way, what did the California condor taste like?" And the guy says, "Well, it wasn't too bad, Your Honor. It's somewhere between a baby seal and a bald eagle."
Man, Red? I gotta tell you. You know, my scrotum's been stuck in this bear trap since Friday.
Yeah.
I can't even feel it no more. Nope. Hell, there's no pain at all, but... Boy, partner, I need you to get somebody down here and help me out. I really
do. Red, help is on the way. But now, you can't feel anything? Your scrotum is just, like, numb?
I can't feel a damn. Well, here, let me show you. I'll take the butt of my gun here and give that scrotum a couple of whacks. Check this out.
I don't know, man. Oh.
Didn't even feel a thing. Oh, God, I can feel it all. That was stupid. Bad call, Red. Bad one, boy.
Okay, man. Red, help is on the way. We're going to get your scrotum out of the bear trap. Don't hit it anymore, man. Are you nuts?
No. Yeah, that's funny, man. Mr. Funny Guy, who is a comedian, you son of a bitch.
Hello there. Oh, my God. This has got to be him.
This must be
Red. What the hell are you?
Is Red?
Yeah?
God, look at that scrotum.
It's unbelievable. It's huge.
That is the biggest scrotum.
Get away from me, you little Quinny. What the hell are you? Who the hell did you send over here?
The fairies. Those are the fairies.
We need to get scrotum in the hands of a couple of fairies.
They know what they're doing with scrotums, man. They can take care of it.
What are you doing? Scrotum is huge. Look at that.
Here's the salve. We need to put some
salve.
Get calm.
Put salve over there.
Hey, don't touch you, son. Get away from me.
Right here.
Let him do it, Rick.
Freak. It's soothing.
Yes, it is.
They'll get you out.
God, I've never seen a scrotum this big.
Here,
let's pull the trap.
Exactly.
We're going to pull the trap open now.
Oh, yeah.
Take that side.
Here we go. We're going to pull it. And you slide out as soon as you feel the air.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Grab that side.
Yeah. What the hell are you?
Those are the fairies, man.
It's not moving. It's not moving.
Pull
hard. Here we go.
Pull.
They're getting you out, Red.
Little room, yeah.
Here we go.
Little room.
It's coming out.
I'm slipping.
Oh, my God.
What happened, Red?
I never felt pain like this in my life.
It's swelling again.
Oh, my God. Can't we reduce it?
You all right?
Sorry, Red. Lord.
Sorry, Mr.
Red.
We'll get help. We'll get the job.
Yeah, well, we better go. She asked the grocer, how much are the cucumbers?
Uh-huh.
The grocer says those are 30 cents each, but I can let you have two of them for 50 cents. She thinks for a minute and says, well, okay. I guess I can always eat the other one. You guys hear about the president of a steel mill who challenged the Dallas Cowboys to a charity football game?
No. Didn't hear about that.
Okay, it was a game between his union workers and the Cowboys.
Uh-huh.
They played all afternoon without any scoring on either side. Then at 5 o'clock, the factory whistle blew, so the union team immediately walked off the field. Three downs later, the Cowboys scored a touchdown. The governor of the Commonwealth.
I got some more lottery tickets for you boys. Here you go. Here, pass some of these around here, Uncle Ron. Y'all have a few winners in them there. There's a couple hundred of them there.
Oh, that's great.
How you boys doing this morning?
We're doing great, Governor. Listen, while you're here, I've got to ask you. Now, is it official your wife's going to run for governor?
Well, you know, hell, she's been around the house forever. The damn kids have grown up now and everything. She ain't got nothing to do. And you know how women are. And They get a little bit older, they don't do nothing but sit around and play bridge and get fat and that sort of thing. They go shopping all the damn time. Yeah, so she decided to do something kind of constructive. Hell, I can't keep her barefoot and pregnant all my life, you know.
I understand it. Yes, sir. Listen, now, everybody is sort of saying that you're going to actually be the power behind the throne. She gets the governorship. You are the governor.
Well, I've heard that crap. And listen, I want to clarify that. I've got something very, very significant to say about that.
Yes, sir.
You see, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary to do things in government that are necessary, we have to do things that are necessary.
Yes, sir.
And you see, it's like this. We bought Alaska, hell, you know, from the Ruskies a long time ago because it's what the people wanted,
people
by God.
Wanted it, yeah.
And the people want this, and I want to give the people what they want. That should clarify it right there.
Thank you, sir, for clearing that up.
Uh-huh.
Listen, while you're here, one more thing, though. Your son has been arrested twice for public intoxication.
Well, that's what it looks like on a surface. You see, actually, it's an experimental thing we're doing for the federal government, and we're trying to see what it would be like to lower the drinking age. My son happily volunteered for the project.
You never hear about that.
Yeah.
The press, the media, they never report the other side of the story.
But getting back to this other thing about, Martha running for governor, you know, hell, I just don't want her laying around a house getting fat all the time.
Sir.
She's got to get out and do some things, and so she's going to do it. Because if she didn't get out there and do something constructive, you know, she'd get fatter than hell. You know how it was when we got, you're married, Uncle
Bob. Yes, sir.
You put a ring on a woman's finger, and it's like pulling a little string on an inflatable raft. They get fatter than hell. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no! It's that nut from Balls.
Balls?
All right, where's that pig governor?
Well, that'd be me over here, young fella. You know, that's a mighty snazzy-looking flannel shirt you got on there, but it's kindly warm outside, ain't it?
Martha's going to make a great governor, and she's got Balls behind her 100%.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Right through the
wall. Ma'am.
Boy.
Look, governor, look at
him. Yeah, took a shot.
Hey, Barry, he's got some lottery tickets in his back.
Yeah,
I'm
actually
there,
see those.
Grab those.
Grab those, man. Get those.
Ooh, hey, look, this is a real Rolex. Look at this.
Oh, take it, man.
You think it's going to be all right?
Sure.
We'll see. I need a wash.
Let's get back to work. Which terrorist is a moron?
Which one
is
a moron? I don't know.
No, he's the one who burned his lips trying to blow up a bus.